الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة صلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين إلى آخر الآية صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, Respected Huffaz, Elders and Brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, you must have come across the letters LGBTIQA. Meaning, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, questioning, asexual, and the list goes on. These titles stand for two things. A person's sexual preferences or attraction either to male, either to female, or both, or otherwise having no attraction to any gender. The modern day term for this is called sexual orientation. The second meaning to this is the gender the person believes they are, a male in a female body, a female in a male body, as well as believing that the person that they do not belong to any gender. SubhanAllah. And the term given to this, the modern day term of this is called gender identity. Now a relevant and a very pertinent question, my respected audience, is why is this such a major challenge for us today? Considering the fact that it was barely existed or it barely existed one generation ago, and perhaps it was unheard of two generations or three generations back. My eldest sitting here will bear me out that these were things that were never heard of. They were never heard of. It was normal that Allah created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Allah created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. It was normal that a boy to marry a girl and a girl was something that was unheard of. And we must acknowledge, my respected elders and friends, as difficult as it might be, as a bitter pill as it might be to swallow, we acknowledge that within our community, there are those who are attracted to the same gender due to have pursued relationships with the same gender, as well as those who feel that perhaps, wa na'udhu billah, that they have been born in the wrong body, or that their reproductive organs are in conflict with whom they actually supposed to be. Wana'udhu billah. Friends, it will be shocking for you to hear this, but I have to tell you that there is a person in one of the very prominent schools in our area who holds a very senior management position, who has access to our boys, who's openly gay. And he promotes his ideology. We're trying to get access to those youngsters. And this is a school which many of our kids attend to. Nevertheless, we must then ask ourselves this question, that whether such feelings are normal or natural, or whether such feelings are abnormal and unnatural, are such feelings inherent and part of our psychology, and I have been engineered and manipulated to feel this way. Now amazingly, the last two surahs in the Quran, they are known as Al-Mu'awwadhatayn. They are known as the surahs of protection. They are known as the surahs of protection. Make it a habit, my respected friends. Make it a habit. Wallah, more than ever, it's a need of the hour. Make it a habit 3 times in the morning, with Bismillah every time, and 3 times in the evening. Read these surahs. Qul huwallahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Read it 3 times in the morning after Fajr, 3 times in the evening, inshallah. Yakfika min kulli shay. It will suffice for you for everything, inshallah. Make your children read it. If they don't know how to read it, if they're young, they haven't memorized it, so you read it for them and you blow it on them. So what does these surahs tell us? You know, in Surah Falaq, we seek refuge from Allah and protection from the following evils. From the evils that He created. From the evil of the night when its darkness covers the earth. You and I know that Allah has specifically mentioned the night here as the most heinous of sins are perpetrated under cover of night. The most heinous of sins are perpetrated under the cover of night. Allah says you seek protection from that. Then another evil and protection we seek from is from the evil of those who do sihr. Sihr, what we call jadu, black magic. And then we seek evil, min sharri hasidin idha hasad, from the jealous and from the envious ones. Now Suratul Falaq is a very encompassing surah in that it covers all these aspects. Yet in Surah Nas, we ask protection from one thing and one thing only. Surah Falaq is comprehensive, it covers everything. But in the next surah, in Surah An-Nas, we ask Allah for protection from one thing, min sharril waswasil khannas. That, oh Allah, I seek your protection from the whispers of the devil. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, who injects his poison in the hearts of mankind. So we're asking Allah direct protection from the whispers of the devil when he injects his poison in the hearts of mankind. Then Allah makes a profound statement at the end. Allah makes a profound statement at the end. Allah says, minal jinnati wan nas. Allah says, these poisonous thoughts will come exclusively from shaitan and the devils, and they will come from mankind as well. Allah says, these poisonous thoughts will not only come min al-jinnah, from shaitan, but when nas, it will also come from mankind as well. So friends, make it a habit, inshallah, we recite these surahs. Now there's a beautiful hadith, moving on to our topic, in which the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to this effect, that kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitr, that every child is born upon fitrah. His parents make him a Jew, they make him a Christian, or they make him a fire worshipper. Now what is the meaning of fitrah? It means a natural state, which is one of purity, one of cleanliness, which is unaffected by external factors. If one is left, if a child is left in the natural, uncorrupted and pristine state, then one would surely be guided to the truth of Islam. It's natural. That a person would, if he is not affected by the environment around him, is not influenced by his or her parents' beliefs, then naturally a person will be led to the one and only Allah. It is the natural state by which one can distinguish between right and wrong. No one is born an atheist. A person has to be educated to become an atheist. Similarly, no one is born gay. No one is born lesbian. But we have been influenced and manipulated to believe this lie. In the 1980s, 2 pro-sodomy activists, listen to this, Marshall Kirk and Hunter Mattson, both so-called highly, don't call them highly qualified individuals for their beliefs, they both completed in Harvard with expertise in psychology, politics, social marketing, and public tactics. This was their field of expertise. Public persuasion tactics. And they wrote a blueprint how to change the mindset of America. Their work was entitled The Overhauling of Straight America. That was the work that they produced. In this book, they chalked out a 6-point plan of how not only to make homosexuality, lesbianism acceptable to the public, but also to make the American public champion the cause of the movement and to demonize those who oppose it. This was the blueprint that they wrote. That how can we go about promoting, wa'udhu billah, this type of behavior in society, and not only promoting it, how also to demonize those who oppose it. And in this blueprint, they talk about gays and gayness as loudly and as often as possible. They talk about and they portray homosexuality and lesbianism as victims and not as aggressive challenges. They give protectors of gay a just cause. And further on, they make gay and homosexuality look good. They make the victimizers look bad. And they solicit funds to promote this agenda. They write in this blueprint of theirs, they say, where we talk is important. Where we talk is important. The visual media, the film, the television, are plainly the most powerful image makers in Western civilization. In fact, a month ago, it was brought to my attention that there is a cartoon that has been released for small children. 5, 6, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, in which subtly you can actually see the promotion of lesbianism. Openly. Now you tell me, my respected audience, if a child as young as 3 and 4 years and 5 years watches that cartoon on a regular basis, what is being imprinted in the mind of that child? So when that child grows up, what happens? What happens? Automatically that child regards that behavior as normal. Nevertheless, the average American household watches over 7 hours of television daily. Those hours open up a gateway into the private world of straights through which a Trojan horse must be passed. So for gay Hollywood has provided our best COVID weapon in the battle to desensitize the mainstream. This is the idea. Promote it as much as you can. They further write in this blueprint that we argue that for all practical reasons and for all practical purposes, gays should be considered to have been born gay. Even though their station for most humans seems to be a productive, complex interaction between innate predispositions and environmental factors during childhood and early adolescence, and they go into their psychology. You can further read on this issue. It is a whole book that has been written on this. Now friends, we need to understand something. It's happening in our society. And it's happening at a scale that you and I cannot believe. There was last month on WhatsApp, there was a quotation of a man and a man, some Muslim name, it's shameful to even take the name of the Muslim, getting married to some John guy. Openly, my friends. Now we need to understand the entertainment industry does not only exist for entertainment. The media industry does not exist merely to report daily occurrences. There are agendas behind these industries. Consider the wordings used when they promote these unholy agendas. Look at the wordings they use and how subtly they come across to you. They say love, kindness, tolerance, peace, color of the rainbow,
the imagery of unicorns. The imagery of, that's another topic on its own, unicorns. You know, our daughters love unicorns. You know what's the history behind unicorns? You'll be surprised. So these are the words that they use. My time is up already. Allah. Inshallah. So they consider, now that is what they consider in promoting their field. Then they consider the usage of words that we often see in the media that is associated with Islam and Muslims. What words they use? Terrorists, fundamentalists, extremists, radicalism. You see the difference? You see the difference? In every prime time show, in every movie, and in every kids program, the LGBT agenda is unceasingly promoted. And the effect of this is now in front of us. That is why Malcolm X mentioned, he said, the media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that power, because they control the mind of the masses. They control the mind of the masses. Now in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the story of Lut alayhi salam. Friends, inshallah, we'll continue with the story of Lut alayhi salam. Inshallah, if not this week, my colleague might inshallah take on this topic further. Inshallah, I request him to do so. We'll speak about it, the story of Lut alayhi salam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the nation of Lut alayhi salam. My appeal to you is be wary. Just be wary of what is happening. Be wary of what your children are doing. Be wary of what your children are seeing. My respected elders and friends, as we go along, the challenges are becoming harder. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم بك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. On a weekly basis, we humbly request the brothers to donate generously. Inshallah, Allah reward you for every cent that you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every cent that you spend towards the masjid and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the madrasa. Allah reward you and give you a share of every portion of good that takes place here. And inshallah, on Sunday at 11 a.m., a Hifzul Jalsa program will take place at our masjid, inshallah. Four boys from the Hifz class will be officially, inshallah, making khatam of the Quran. The program will be graced by senior ulama, Mufti Radha al-Hafsab, Hafidhahullah, the senior mufti of our country, and many other leading ulama, inshallah. This program will take place at 11 a.m. up to Dhuhr, inshallah, on Sunday here at our masjid. Humble request for the brothers, inshallah, to participate and benefit from this Mubarak and blessed gathering, inshallah. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله. اقام الله الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب
العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله 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 استغفر الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد على الاسلام ولك الشكر على الايمان ولك الحمد على كل نعمه يا رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد واله الف الف مره ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.